Well, in today's podcast, we are so excited to have with us Matt Bell of Financially Speaking. Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's great to be with you.
We're talking about turbulent times these days. There's no question that we have them. And one of the key areas that, of course, people find turbulent times to be most difficult with is their finances. You have been working on your finances. Why don't we have you share your story with our listeners so they can kind of identify with you and understand a little bit better with the things we're going to talk about after this.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'll give you the brief version. I mean, there are a lot of folks that have their CFP designation and their CPA designation. I went to school at basically the school of hard knocks. I learned some lessons the hard way, which I think is how lessons tend to stick, and it's been that way for me. So I basically, in my mid-20s, inherited some money, $60,000 from an uncle, and in 2 years' time, had the ability to transform that into $20,000 of debt.
Ouch!
So it's good to be able to laugh about that now. Some time has passed. But that was just a huge wake-up call in my life. I mean, that was the catalyst that God used to draw me into a faith relationship with Him. And it's the wake-up call that gave me an interest in learning about money. And so I've been studying that topic ever since. I've been teaching on that topic. I've been associated with the Good Sense Ministry for much of that time, which has been a great pleasure. And just about 3 years ago now, I left a corporate job to begin working in this area full-time, writing and speaking about biblical money management.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. Well, since you've been writing and speaking and have the School of Hard Knocks with you, tell us a little bit about what are the most common traps that Christ followers fall into when it comes to money.
Yeah, and I think it's not just about Christ followers. I think that all of us tend to fall victim of being fearful at times like this, or having short-term thinking at times like this, letting emotions run our decisions. And I think those are traps that we can all fall prey to, that we need to be careful about. You know, the Bible teaches us not to have a spirit of fear. The Bible teaches us not to be anxious and not to worry. It says that we can't extend our life any by worrying about things. And so I think this is a great time for people to either be reminded of the biblical principles of money, because they're timeless. They're not just applicable for good times or not just for bad times. They're applicable for all times. And so it's a great time to be reminded, and that if we're not fully embracing some of the key biblical principles, which we can talk about in more detail, now is the time to really come back to that.
Well, people I talk to all around the country are concerned so much. Of course, just a few things are happening that kind of tip the scales. When gas started to rise and mortgages got a little iffy, and all of a sudden things started to be kind of well, I would prefer to say revealing rather than threatening. Tell me, what are some of the most important steps, or maybe for some people, changes that they might need to take in these turbulent times?
Yeah, I really don't think these times call for changes per se. I think these are times to, as I said, God's word stands the test of time, and so it's about staying a steady course, keeping a steady hand, and realizing that there are going to be ups and downs in the economy. It really wasn't that long ago, the late 70s, early 80s, when we had double-digit inflation, when mortgages were in double digits. We need to be reminded that the economy goes through cycles. There are ups and downs. We need to be long-term thinkers and steady thinkers. You know, the Bible teaches us to be patient. It says money gathered little by little grows and grows, and so it's not a time to be making emotional, fear-based decisions.
Oh, that's a good word. That's a good word. If you were going to talk to somebody who's just struggling to make ends meet, maybe they've made some poor choices financially, what would be one or two real solid biblical choices that they need to, just principles, goals, that they need to keep in mind during these times, especially now that maybe their choices have been a little bit revealed? What do they need to come back to?
Yeah, and I hate to sound not practical, because I will get to some really practical things, but I actually think this is practical too, and that is that, number one, it's about our faith relationship with Christ. I mean, the Bible teaches us in Matthew 6 not to worry about our lives, that God knows our needs. He knows our concerns. He knows the condition of our bank accounts. He's seen the balances go down if they've been going down. He knows our needs and he's promised to provide for us. And so I think now more than ever, we need to take faith in that truth, that God knows our needs and has promised to provide for us. Getting down to some more, what may seem more practical financial things. Number one, if you've got debt, now more than ever is the time to be working to get out of debt. You know, the Bible says the borrower is servant to the lender, and I think especially in tough times, people experience that reality. I know I experienced it when I had $20,000 of credit card debt. And so now more than ever is the time to get back to the basics and unload as much as you can the consumer debt. Build savings. You know, we're taught to have a reserve in the house of the wise, or stores of choice food and oil. A foolish person devours all they have. Again, it's getting back to the biblical wisdom to say, let's build up that emergency fund again so that in good times or bad, it's there as a cushion for us as wise stewards of what's been entrusted to us. So those are a couple of practical things.
I notice you're pulling many of these principles from the scripture right out of the book of Proverbs, which is always a great place to just kind of read through. I encourage people to read the chapter of the date on the calendar is. And so if it's the first, read one, and if it's the 10th, read chapter 10. Yeah. And just note those things, because what you're talking about are timeless truths, and they work whether things are bad or good.
That's right.
That's tremendous. But another book that they could read is your new book. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's called Money, Purpose, Joy. And it starts with the premise, it starts really with the question of what matters in life? What constitutes a meaningful, joyful, purposeful life? And then how do we arrange our finances accordingly? It also uses something of a prodigal son metaphor, because that's certainly been my story quite literally. But I think many of us have wandered from home financially, and as a result, we've settled for too little. We assume that debt is going to be a part of our life. We assume that our identity is based on the brands that we wear, the type of car that we drive, and so we've settled for too little. God's Word calls us to a bigger plan, and so the Bible, and in this book, what I try to do is unpack a lot of the scripture related to money to encourage people to use money in a way that strengthens their relationships. Money is often a dividing point in relationships, in a way that enables people to make a difference with their life. I'm kind of struck by the notion that heart attacks are most prevalent on Mondays, and so how can we use money to follow God's call in our life, to invest our lives in something that's meaningful and purposeful, and then most importantly, how do we arrange our finances to be glorifying to God?
So the book is called Money, Purpose, and Joy, and who's the publisher?
It's Nav Press.
And if we wanted to find some more of what you've done and your website, where would we go?
Yeah, same title, moneypurposejoy.com. There's some free downloads on there. I write a couple of free e-newsletters to be an encouragement and to get some practical ideas along the way, so you'll find all that there.
And you'll find that in the show notes today, as well as find a link on the webpage at www.eaglesinleadership.org. We're glad to have Matt Bell with us today. We want to encourage you to pick up his book, pick up a copy for a friend, maybe one for your pastor as well. I know he could use it. And we just want to encourage you to value this incredible relationship. Matt, you also have a newsletter that you do. Tell us just a moment about that.
Yeah, there are actually two newsletters available through the website. One is called Mad About Money, where I'm constantly looking at personal finance stories from the secular press and the Christian press, and just finding the most practical, helpful articles and then summarizing four of them twice a month. The other one is called Managing Money by the Book, and that's taking a look at a verse of scripture related to money every month and unpacking its application.
Both are free, and you can find those at that same website, moneypurposejoy.com. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Matt. Great to be with you.
And we want to encourage you just to go to eaglesinleadership.org and grab all the information. If you didn't catch it here, it's all in the show notes today. God bless you, and we pray that you will keep your eyes on Christ as you walk today. God bless.